Hey, everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry, a show empowering financially single women one conversation at a time. This week's episode is sponsored by Elite Blog Academy. If you're thinking about starting a blog or improving your current blog, this week there is a free webinar hosted by Ruth Sukup, founder of EBA, From Passion to Profit on March 8th. Go to the show notes to sign up today. Please note that I'm a proud affiliate of the course, so if you take any action, such as purchasing it, I might get a percentage. So just letting you know. But I strongly recommend EBA and that webinar. I think you'll learn a lot. And hey, it's free. So this week, the doors are open to the Elite Blog Academy course. Again, I just mentioned I'm a proud affiliate and would like to talk about benefits, cost, and what to consider. And kind of benefits, cost, and what to consider, not just for EBA, but for any course or tool that you're looking to purchase to further your goals. Like whatever it is that you're trying to do with, say it's a blog, a podcast, vlog, whatever it is, and you're purchasing a tool to help you with it, there are just some things to consider. So the first thing is, what do Rosemary Groner, Kim Anderson, and by the way, Rosemary Groner runs the blog Busy Budgeter. Kim runs the blog Thrifty Little Mom. Talat and Ty McNeely from His and Her Money, and John and David from the Debt Free Guys have in common. They're very different people. They are all members of the Elite Blog Academy. They are real people who I actually know. I actually know them very well, with amazing missions serving incredibly different communities in the financial space. One of the things that I find so interesting is that EBA as a blueprint for what you could be doing with your blog, it works for all the people. I'm in the financial and travel space. I have two different websites, but I've seen it be effective and really effective. Am I saying, I hate it when I get those two switched, but you know what I'm saying, for people in many different spaces, whether it's food blogging, lifestyle, what have you. So if you're like, you know, Michelle, I'm not quite sure because of the type of content that I'm writing, again, those five bloggers that I just mentioned, even though they're in the personal finance space, they're very different kinds of people. They're focused on very different communities, and they've all been incredibly successful. And EBA is one of the tools that they really credit their success to, including all the hard work that they did. Why should you invest in EBA or any course, book, or conference for your online blogging career, podcasting, whatever it is that you're trying to do? Why pay for these things? Like, what's the point? And is it worth the money to pay for something like this? So the first thing I would say is community. Whether it's EBA, Essence Fest, FinCon, FlynnCon, Podcast Movement, or the Fuel Your Influence Conference here in Denver, coming together to connect with community is one of the most effective ways to grow your influence, share ideas, build your network, and learn new concepts, as well as discovering shortcuts to get you to the end result that you're working towards faster. You know how it is when you're just trying to learn everything, and it's just so tiring, and you're Googling all the time, and you're going to YouTube, and you're just like, you know, I wish that someone could just share the thing with me. Like, I wish I could stop Googling this, and I could stop reading all this, and I just wish that there were people who have already learned the thing I'm trying to learn, and they could just work with me. That's the whole point of paying for these tools and resources. It's so that you don't have to go through the level of pain that these other people did in order to teach you a much easier way to do what you're trying to do. Why on earth should you buy something before you make money doing the thing that you're doing? So right now we're talking about blogging because I'm talking about Elite Blog Academy, but this is not the first time you've paid to be trained in order to make money in a different way. What I'm thinking of is whether you went to a vocational school or traditional university, you were paying before you had the skill. So you were paying to be educated in order to attract jobs or connections or whatever you're trying to do in order to make more money later. So the idea that is an odd thing to purchase a course prior to making money doing the thing you want to do, well, that's university and vocational school. That's just, that's what you do. Or if you wanted to be a ballerina, how many years of ballet did you study? Or you wanted to become a hockey player, how many years of hockey does a professional hockey player play before they get paid? Or before you become a professor, even though that's a bad example, because if you get a PhD, that kills your earnings over time. But that's my personal finance geek showing. My point is, anything that you're trying to do, you have to learn how to do it. And typically you pay in order to learn. So boom, there you go. I've just killed any objections about paying before you earn, because typically that happens with anything that you're going to do. One of the great things about having a course, and I've purchased several courses for different things, you have ongoing access to the tools that you need. So I frequently will refer back to the different courses that I've purchased. I've also created a course called Make Money with eBooks. It's the same thing. Like, what you want to do is have a resource and a guide that people can refer back to over time so that they don't have to do what I mentioned before, which is Googling and YouTube and going to the library like incessantly. It doesn't mean that you stop doing your own research. It means that it helps buffer you from the amount of research you probably have to do. One of the things that I look at when I purchase courses, I look at the following, not even one of the things. I look at the following. I want to know how long I have access to the course. Great thing about EBA is you have lifetime access for the life of the course. This won't be happening forever. Like, one day it will go away. Hopefully not for the next like 3 or 4 years, but still, that would be 3 or 4 years of access to the course. So you have access to the course over the lifetime of said course. And I think that's really important for people when they're making buying decisions. Look at that. If the course has been in existence for a couple of years prior to when you're purchasing it, it's likely, especially with a course with this large of a affiliate community, it's likely that it's going to be around. So, and just the excitement around it and the conferences, things like that. So that's, I think, an important thing to consider. How long will you have access to it? I typically would not buy a course that I don't have access to over the lifetime of said course. I look at the perceived success rate based on testimonials. So I look at the testimonials to see how people are talking about the course. Are they marketing the course for the course creator? Have they invited the course creator onto their platforms to share what it is? Or if the course creator reached out to them, were they able to collaborate in some sort of way to share what the course is? If that's not happening, then it makes me a little nervous about the course. It could be that the person's just slow to do that because marketing is a lot of energy. But once it gets as big as EBA is, you can tell based on the testimonials and all the action and interaction online that the people typically love this course. There's always going to be someone who doesn't. That's just every single thing in life. But I find that the majority of people that I know who've taken this course have been really happy with it. They've been super pleased with their experience. And I like that you have an ongoing experience with it. I've been a member of the community for years. I love these people. They're so encouraging. And that's something to think about. I also look at the product cost and my perceived return on investment. Everyone has a different value set in terms of return on investment, but I think about, how do I calculate that return on investment? Can I make my money back in about a year? Whether it is through earnings from my own blogging devices or from affiliate income or opportunities that I was able to attract, like, does this resource help me to make money in some sort of way within a year? And I think a year is pretty reasonable because you have to go through the course, take action, and then go from there. Will this resource accelerate my perceived success in the area that I'm learning about? Will the tools and concepts that I learn help me grow my brand, simplify concepts, and make my life easier? I will say the sheer amount of video, I like all the video in the EBA course. I don't care for courses that don't have a lot of video. I think just it's a lot more personable. And sometimes it's just easier to understand the message of what is being taught because you see, you can hear and see what the lesson is. So I like that there's a lot of video-based content in the course. As a personal finance blogger, I will say that paying off a ton of debt, it made me nervous to purchase courses and things, even though I knew that was important to do that. It was important because I had to focus on personal and professional development. And this is why I wanted to also briefly talk about how to afford EBA and other courses that are out there. Just things to consider. So the first thing is get on the email list. I know you're like, oh, Michelle, oh my God, all these emails. But honestly, if this is a tool that you're wanting to use, the emails are actually really good. And the cool thing about being on an email list for a course that you're looking to purchase in the future or now, like right now, it's Monday, March 4th. The course doors are open until March 8th. That's it for the year. So if you've been sitting on this course, it's open for 5 days and that's it. But the cool thing is maybe you're like, you know what, I just can't right now. It's not the right time in my life to do it. But you're on the email list and maybe something strange happens and Ruth offers a mini course or a new tool or some new savings code potentially for next year. You never know. Then you would have first dibs on that because you're on the email list. For courses that I've purchased and other courses that I've seen, because I have friends who've created courses as well as I have, they might send out a savings code because it's their birthday or it's a special holiday of some sort or just something cool has happened. And they're like, you know what, in order to celebrate this thing, here's the savings code for the course for 3 days. So I would strongly urge you, if this is something that you're serious about and you really want access to the tool, get on the list. And I'll have a link to different resources in the show notes at michellesmoneyhungry.com/eliteblogacademy. Keep a list. So I'm telling you to get on the list and now I'm telling you to keep a list. And what I mean by that is I think a lot of times you discover cool courses and then you forget that you've discovered the cool course. So what I do now is I keep a list of the different resources that I'm thinking of buying. And it's helpful in a couple of ways. One is I don't forget that I found this cool resource that I want to potentially purchase. Two, I can keep track of the cost. So typically courses will get more expensive over time. So the longer they're in existence and the more people have success with the course, it is highly likely that the course cost will go up. It's typically what's going to happen. So what I like to do is keep a list of what I'm looking to buy. So I have a budget. So I'm not guessing at what I'm potentially going to spend on professional development. Those courses fall under professional and personal development. Whether you're working your 9-to-5 and this is your side thing that you do, if you're blogging full-time or you're just pursuing something that requires you to educate yourself further, you need to just think this is professional development, nothing deeper than that. So treat this education as part of your job, like treat it like a job, basically is what I'm saying. How can you afford to purchase? Continued. Get a side hustle. Hello. Like all the side hustles I've had, they're not too difficult to get depending on where you live. So if you live in a mid-sized to larger sized city, there are so many side hustles that you could rock out. Some are short-term, long-term, some are online, offline. It just depends on what your life is like, what you'd like to do, but you don't necessarily need to go into debt in order to afford these things. You just need to plan and consider what you're willing to spend. I've spent anywhere between, I've purchased books for $5 and I've purchased coaching up to $1,500. I was happy actually with everything that I've purchased because I've spent time vetting the products and the experiences that I was paying for. Totally happy. So I spend some time researching, but I have a budget and each year I have a budget. Conferences actually would also be included in that. So that is professional development. Don't pretend it isn't. It's not a vacation. So when I go to FinCon, there's a reason why I lose my voice because I make sure, because I'm working, I make sure I talk to every single person that I possibly can, that I have a plan, that I have an idea of why I'm there. So I'm not wasting my time. I'm not necessarily excited to go to Orlando. Sorry, Orlando. You're not close enough to the beach. Ugh. So like for me, if I'm going to go to Florida, I want to be right by the beach. because I live in a place that has no water. But I'm really excited to go to FinCon. I'm referring to Podcast Movement for 2019. But when I'm there at Podcast Movement, you better believe I'm going to be hustling so that I earn my money back, but also so they learn and connect with people. It's worth every dollar, but you have to be fully present. Likewise, when you're taking courses, when you're purchasing books, things like that, you need to be fully present and ready to rock it out. Sell some stuff. Americans in particular have a lot of stuff. KonMari method your way to cash for your course. I will actually include a link to how I think people can do that for their money. Marie Kondo, KonMari method to money. Payment plans rock. You will pay more. Unfortunately, you will pay a little more over the long term if you opt for a payment plan, but sometimes that's just the resource and option that you have. And as long as you're comfortable with that, that is a great opportunity and choice for you. Get in early. So I have been very, very fortunate to join a lot of courses, to purchase a lot of courses and coaching and things like that early on, like when they first launched. If you are noticing courses and coaches that are amazing, you're like, wow, like I keep hearing really good things about these courses, get in on it early. Now EBA has been around a while, so it's a little late for that. But there are a couple of courses that I would recommend that if you've been sitting on them, I've actually been watching them and I'm like, those are going to go up in price and they're incredible. I'm not the course creator. I'm just guessing that this will happen. I could be wrong, but some of the courses I would include would be my course, Make Money with eBooks. Probably for the next year, it's going to stay at the price that it's at now, but it's probably going to go up. Kayla Sloan's 10K VA, absolutely love this course. If you're looking to become a virtual assistant, her course is the number one resource that I refer people to. Monica Louie's Flourish with Facebook Ads. I am not an affiliate of that course, but that is something that I'm looking at very closely for myself. By the way, I am an affiliate for Kayla's course. Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing, Michelle Shorter Gardner's course. I'm an affiliate of that one. However, I am not an affiliate of Making Sense of Sponsored Posts, but that is also a course that I'm looking to purchase. Again, all these courses are under $400. And that is very affordable for an online resource, and they're good resources. So what I'm saying is when any course is that inexpensive and you're kind of waffling on it, don't waffle, get in on it and purchase quickly. Here are some final thoughts to consider when buying EBA. The affiliate program is insanely good. They have what's called a forever cookie. Until I joined this course, I had no idea that these existed, okay? A forever cookie basically attributes any future sales to the person who shared their affiliate link first with the person who interacted with it. What I mean by that is, say you go to my website and you're like, I've never heard of this course in my life. I have no idea what you're talking about, Michelle, but I'm going to check it out. You click on the link and 2 years from now, if the course is still around, and I believe it should be, you decide then to purchase the course. I still make a percentage of that purchase because you will forever be attributed to my affiliate link. That is insane. So some of these bloggers who have a huge amount of content that they've shared over the years, they do incredibly well when this course launches because they believe in the course. They have an amazing amount of content out there that people love, and people have been interacting with their affiliate links. So the affiliate program, honestly, is unbelievably good. You understand the business of blogging. So again, the people that I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, they are making amazing amounts of money because they professional bloggers and they really understood what Ruth was talking about. Hopefully I'll be one of those people in the future. You're able to accelerate your blog brand, connect with incredible people, and validate your blogging goals. I think a lot of times people will say, oh my God, I'm doing this blogging thing and it feels so weird to do it because who does that? But you're in a huge community with people who are all doing it. And so it validates what your goal is. Today I was in the closed Facebook group for EBA, and there was a comment in there from a woman who was like, you know, it really makes me feel good that there are all these 40-year-olds in here. And I was like, well, dang, if you think 40 is old to be doing blogging, I don't know. But I didn't respond like that. I understood where she was coming from. But it's important to be in a space where there are people who seem like you, who have similar interests, who are excited about what you're excited about and killing it and saying, hey, you can do that too. So I hope you enjoyed this quick episode. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, please make sure to like and subscribe, as well as check out some of the additional free Elite Blog Academy resources in the show notes. Go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/Elite Blog Academy. Again, the course is for sale just for the week of March 4th through the 8th. So don't sit on it. Don't sleep on it. Get your course this week. Hope you have a great day. Take care. Bye.